Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Viking Age Podcast, the official podcast of thevikingage.com. My name is Chris Shad. All right, for the zone coverage, bring me the news and the Brookings Register. My co-host is Adam Patrick, the managing editor of the Viking Age. We do this every Monday with a late week episode right here on the Viking Age YouTube channel. We're also in podcast form on Apple and Spotify the very next day. But however you consume us, make sure you like, comment, share, and subscribe, so you never miss an episode and we can spread the word to the masses. 1130 subscribers entering today's episode. Be cool if we could get up to 1200 by the time the season starts. Might be a little ambitious, but hey, why not ask, see if we can give it a try. So if you're not subscribing, hit that subscribe button. Adam, yes. Just for a little in-show meeting, I cannot hear the fan. You're good to go there.
Okay, good, good. But it's hot in here. Well, I wanted to make it super hot because of the hot takes, but I made it a little too hot.
You're just doing it in a sauna. There's just like an inferno, or not inferno, a furnace behind you. Just like, yeah, it's not hot enough.
There's hot coals in front of me right now. You just can't see them.
Just pouring it just in the closet. I'm sure that's a health code violation, but they can deal with it. One of the fire marshals know anyway. As we were saying, and Adam alluded to, though, this is a Vikings training camp hot takes, where it's 2 weeks into camp. The weather is heating up. Actually, got really cool today in Brookings with a big breeze outside, but I'm just going to ignore it. But let's drop some bombs here. Let's try and do some things here, because I'm a little bit annoyed. I'm a little bit tired. So this will be great. Cranky Chris is here. Annoyed Adam also on the show. So I'm going to let you go first as the quote unquote guest of the show. What's your hot take coming out of training camp? Or not coming out, they're still going, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, it's training camp and Vikings related. It's not about Brandon Ayuk, so we don't have to worry about that. I'll go with my first take that at least three members of the 2022 Vikings draft class will be cut this year. So believe it or not, there's actually still eight members of the infamous, now infamous, I guess, 2022 Vikings draft class. But I think we can assume that Ty Chandler, who else, Jalen Naylor, and I'm pretty sure Ed Ingram will probably be able to stick around. But Lewis Cine, Andrew Booth, Brian Asamoah, Nick Muse, I think they're all on the chopping block this year. Now Lewis Cine is injured. Andrew Booth is somehow being demoted, I feel like, behind guys who just signed with the team. So that's always good. Brian Asamoah has been, there's been some positive things coming out of camp about him. recently, and Nick Muse, who I think probably has a better chance probably than anybody because of the injury to TJ Hockenson. So at least three of this 2022 draft class will be cut. So there will be five or fewer members of the Vikings 2022 draft class on their final regular season roster this year. I don't know if that's really a scorching hot take, but just wanted to make sure it was known out there.
I was going to put that on my hot take list, but then I was like, maybe it's not as scorching because I think coming into training camp, we felt like at least Lewis Cine and Andrew Booth Jr. were two that are going to be cut, which is never a good sign because those were the first two picks and that was that draft. But I mean, there are still a stunning amount of players left. You mentioned Ty Chandler, who I am not. So there's bullish. The opposite of bullish is bearish, right? Not a great day to be mentioning the stock market, but sorry if you guys lost money on that. I'm not really sold on Ty Chandler. I think if the Vikings have to rely on him, I don't think the coaching staff still trusts him as much. Now, maybe he went into the offseason and he kind of got his stuff together and he knows which way to run now on the plays, but I don't have the faith in Ty Chandler, even though he's going to make the team. Ed Ingram, that's going to be interesting as the season unfolds. I think him and Reisner both make the team and then kind of just watch Ed Ingram. Like, I don't know. I don't really know what happened with that class. If he just like, you know, it's like one of those things you go into your fantasy football draft with a cheat sheet because you haven't done any research and like it winds up sucking. Like, I don't know if that was it, but I mean, it's not great. It's not a great start to the Kwesi Adofo-Mensah tenure. And you know, I think at this point, you just got to eat it 3 years in.
Do you want to hear my conspiracy theory about it?
What is your conspiracy theory?
Well, since most of the staff that he worked with during that draft were left over from the Rick Spielman era. So perhaps those people, you know, wanted to do one right for Rick and make the new guy look bad. But at the same time, those guys have jobs too, and they probably want to keep him. But still,
we really like Lewis Cine.
Right.
You should take him.
There's a lot of factors that went into that draft that I feel like Kwesi takes probably too much of the blame for. Like, nobody mentions how Ed Donatell probably had an influence on the Booth and Cine picks.
And Asamoah, too.
Yeah. And Caleb Evans, you could even say that too. But he's gone, and now, you know, it seems like they've been drafting better with, you know, Brian Flores in there, more scouts that Kwesi brought in himself, some other guys as well. So there's a lot of factors that went into that draft class. It wasn't good. Like, I think Kwesi's probably the first one probably who would admit that. But he was given the job, what, 2.5 months before the draft? And everyone else had, like, a year or two to prepare for that one. So it was tough, but it is what it is. He's recovered, I feel like, in the last 2 years for sure.
Trying to think who were new GMs last year at this time. Because I'm trying to wonder. Yeah, I'm trying to wonder who like
was Washington's GM new last year or this year? I think it was this year.
I think this year because Rick helped him hire him, and then Rick was like all over the quarterbacks in this draft. Rick Spielman, of course.
Yeah. Who's new this year or last year? I don't know. Not the Raiders, no. Not the Broncos, because they kept Peyton with John Peyton. The Cardinals with Monty Austin Fort.
Yeah. They had a decent draft.
They picked, who'd they pick? They traded with the Texans, right?
Paris Johnson, right?
Yep. Well, they got two because they traded with the Texans because the Texans traded up to get Will Anderson and Stroud. So they got Paris Johnson. Their draft isn't that great. BJ Ojulari, who just tore his ACL or something, he's out for the year. Michael Wilson, receiver. Like, none of these guys are amazing. So
there's Tennessee. There's
The Bears GM? He was the same year as Kwesi.
Guess Kwesi, because we were gonna hire him, and then can't get rid of half our team.
Who did they get in 2022? Kyler Gordon, he's all right. Jaquan Brisker, he's pretty good. Velus Jones, not that great. Yeah, that's pretty much it. So like a lot of first year GMs, if you can hit on probably like two or three picks, it's probably a good draft for you. And that's
it's almost like that should be the bar for every draft class. Like just hit on two or three. You have seven picks. Yeah.
I want to say John Lynch's first draft was might have been when who was that like Foster dude that they drafted who had like the questionable past and then he got kicked out of the league or whatever. I can't remember what his first name is, but he was like a linebacker.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
He was out of the league for after like two or three.
Reuben years. Foster.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And and Solomon Thomas, I think they drafted too, the Niners with John Lynch. So like even some of the best GMs in the league make plenty of mistakes. So it is what it is.
Well, I think those mistakes are going to come back to haunt them because full disclaimer, I've been covering high school baseball for the past week nonstop and fall sports are starting. We got Jackrabbit football. I'll be at Jackrabbit football camp tomorrow, watching practice and seeing a whole bunch of players that probably won't do a lot. First? What's that?
Who are they playing first?
They are going to Oklahoma State on August 31st. So any chance? FBS matchup.
Any chance?
Last year's team, I would have given them a chance. I think there's a chance, but I don't think it's as great as last year.
Who has a better chance, South Dakota State or North Dakota State against Colorado?
Colorado is bad, man. I don't care what the video game says. They have a lot of guys that they just kind of threw together and they have like no guidance there. Like they're just being run by a PR machine, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And North Dakota State, I mean, they've been weakened in the last couple of years when South Dakota State became their powerhouse. But like NDSU, they got a new coach. I can't remember the name off the top of my head, so I'd have to look that up. But it shows you how great of a beat reporter I am. I mean, there's a lot of talent. They get Cam Miller back, who's their quarterback. They're going to have a lot of depth in the backfield. And I'm apologizing. I don't know names right now. I'm trying to get into the swing of things because
Monday.
That in my head's been buried in youth baseball all summer because the 13U team in town played 60 games.
Is it Tim Polasek? Is that
Tim Polasek? That's I didn't want to mess up the last name. I wanted to say Polanski, and I'm like, that is not right. I know that. But yeah, he was the offensive line coach at Iowa. So they have some good pieces in place there. I think they're going to be a contender.
The pieces are in place.
Yes. Let's get back to Vikings talk here. My bad. I'm going to say the Vikings are going to be a 5-win team in 2024. I've gone back and forth. I know I've said before they can win 9 or 10 games. I think that's possible. But right now, the vibes are so bad that I'm not feeling good about this thing. Like Sam Darnold and JJ McCarthy, we are hearing back and forth things, and I don't know what to believe anymore because you hear from all the beat reporters saying, well, you know, he's only had one first team rep or so-and-so, and then you have the fans logging online and they're posting all those things and keep calling him Patrick Mahomes, and it's driving me up a wall. And, you know, I think in the grand scheme of things, first-year quarterbacks in Kevin O'Connell's offense haven't exactly done well. And you had Kirk Cousins get off to that slow start in his first year. Josh Dobbs couldn't grasp it, and he was a rocket science. I don't know if you heard about that. Nick Mullins got the hang of it after 2 years, but he can't stop throwing interceptions because he's got shoot to thrill blasting in his brain. Elsewhere on the Vikings roster, Jordan Addison, turns out he was drinking and driving because he got popped with two misdemeanors.
So that picture of him or that he posted of the mimosa looks terrible.
Even worse. Yeah. You know, it gets back to that conversation where why not just get a ride? Yeah. Especially when your teammate died in an alcohol-related crash a couple weeks. And I know they had the whole marijuana thing, so we kind of had to wait on all of this. But, like, stop being an idiot. Like I'm just going to call it like it is. You came into USC, and I mean, I don't know everything that was around the whole USC thing. And I'm not going to dig into the whole let's get paid comment when he was drafted because that's probably just, you know, something he says to his friends. But, I mean, you jump in your car, you drive 140 miles an hour on I-94 last year. You go, oh, you know, I'll grow. I'll learn from this. I'll do all this stuff. Then, you know, this offseason happens. Glug, glug, glug. Jump behind the wheel. Pass out behind it. Like, I'm not trying to be funny here. I just like, what the hell are you doing? And he gets in front of I kind of defended the Vikings a little bit when that opening press conference, we're like, well, we're just going to love him up and he's going to grow and he's going to nourish like a flower or whatever the hell they said. Like, what were you expecting him to do? Drag him up by the ear and being like, you apologize to everybody right now. Ow, ow.
Mike Zimmer would have done that.
Yeah, Mike Zimmer. Mike Zimmer probably would have, like, all right. I mean, it's frustrating. Yeah. It's frustrating to me. And I think, I don't think this is the Vikings' fault necessarily. I don't. You have a hotshot second-year player who thinks he's above everybody, where he can get drunk and jump behind a wheel and do whatever that – not even just get drunk. Just do whatever the hell he wants behind the wheels. Because he's got the Lambo. He's got the Rolls Royce. He's got the money. He got $1 million transferred from Pittsburgh to USC. Nobody really talks about that. But first car, just take it down the highway. Like, it is unbelievably stupid. And you know, people rip the Vikings for just, well, we'll see what the NFL says. That is status quo with every NFL team, by the way. The Vikings aren't the only other team just being like turning a blind eye to it. There's the Players Association, which is pretty crazy, because if you're the Players Association and you look at this whole thing, maybe this is a different stance than saying, oh, yeah, whatever. No, his teammate just died in an alcohol-related accident. Maybe he deserves the 3-game suspension. I don't know. It's not like it's going to teach him anything. Maybe he's just going to jump behind the wheel again, because that's what drunk drivers do. So I don't know. Do they need video? That's what happened with Ray Rice. Right. You know, every domestic violence situation had a 2-game suspension until they got elevator footage of him knocking his wife out. So maybe we just need, like, release the police footage. Maybe we could see Jordan Addison just hammered on camera and be like, wow, this is worse than we thought. Even though, what the hell did you think happened? So yeah.
It's bad. Like, it was bad already with the DUI, whether it was alcohol or not. But that, now that we know that alcohol was involved and he was drinking and he got behind the wheel, like, that's terrible. Like, especially after what happened to his teammate, like, a week before. Someone's got a, you know, I believe he was in LA for the Receiver premiere with Netflix or whatever, with Justin Jefferson. I think Keenan McCardle was out there too, maybe some other people. But, you know, and I'm sure they had a party or whatever. And still, that's no excuse to, like, to drive behind the wheel. It seemed like he was probably going to the airport to get on a flight to go to Minnesota, because I think he had camps or whatever over the weekend, when he got arrested. But, like, yeah, just take an Uber or whatever. Like, you don't have to be cool everywhere you go, because that's what he did is just stupid. And, you know, I would like to say, if I was his age and I got all that money, I'd probably do stupid things too. But that doesn't mean, you know, that what he did is okay, because it could turn out a lot worse, and we could potentially have two Vikings who are no longer with us that we could be talking about right now. I know it's kind of, you know, what I don't even know what the word I'm looking, just kind of dark, morbid. But yeah, morbid, but like that's what could have happened. And Addison has to be extremely lucky and thankful that he didn't get significantly hurt. Somebody else didn't get significantly hurt. But you know, personally, I would have no problem with the Vikings cutting Addison. What he did was incredibly stupid. This is not his first offense. You know, the next time something happens, if it happens, I feel like the Vikings have to just, you know, bite the bullet and let him go. Because he's if he does something again, he clearly hasn't learned. And it's just, it's odd, because yet we had the Wes Phillips incident as well earlier last year. And now Addison, and, you know, do the Vikings need to get better at making sure their coaches and players are, you know, they have all the options in front of them when they're going out somewhere, but you don't want to, like, kind of be a babysitter for them either. You trust them. They're adults. They should act like adults. So I don't know. It's like it's a slippery slope, but, a 3-game suspension is probably coming for him. I wouldn't expect it to be this year, probably next year or the year after.
And I'm sorry for veering off topic here. Like, it's once I saw Addison on the list,
that's a bonus hot take right there.
Yeah, it just kind of spiraled out of control there. But I mean, it kills the vibes. It seems like most of the veterans on the team are kind of, you know, again, putting their arm around him and trying to be like, hey, man, like, but I mean, at this point, talking does nothing for me. You need to show me that you've learned from this, because right now you clearly haven't. So, I don't know.
Just got to. He's given another chance by the Vikings, and he needs to make the most of it. Otherwise, he's going to be done. And if he gets cut by the Vikings, his career in the NFL is probably close to being done as well. Who's that receiver from the Justin Blackman? It's kind of like that situation. He was supposed to be, you know, an all-time great, and he just couldn't get out of his own way.
Drank himself out of the league.
Josh Gordon, too, you know?
Yeah. You know, aside from that, like, locker room vibes, like, I think the defense is a mess right now. Yeah, you have edge rushers everywhere, but I can't really name a defensive lineman outside of Harrison Phillips right now. Like Levi Drake Rodriguez is getting first team reps, which is great. He's prospect X. But I mean, the secondary is a total mess. They're bringing in Fabian Moreau. Yeah. From Denver.
Broncos. Yep.
Yeah, it is a Monday. I can't remember NDSU names. I can't remember players on the Vikings. This is just spiraling out of control. But I this just doesn't feel like a team that's going to take off instead of, you know, be this five win. Maybe five wins is a little low, but I'm not feeling enthusiastic and positive about this team right now.
That's fair. Like they're projected to be last by a lot of people. But they haven't won fewer than seven games since 2013. So that gives me a little hope. And I feel like Kevin O'Connell probably overachieved last year with all the circumstances he had to deal with in terms of Kirk Cousins going down, all the quarterbacks he had to deal with, you know, the Vikings defense kind of falling apart the second half of the season, Justin Jefferson being out. So, and they were able to win seven games. They were still in playoff position with like four games to go. So, you know, if guys can stay healthy this year, I feel like they should be able to win between 8 and 10 games, I feel like, at least. My turn?
Yeah, it's your turn. I've talked enough.
To rebuttal your comments about the defense, my second hot take is that this will be Brian Flores' final season with the Vikings. I think the defense is going to be much better than they were last year. I just think Flores, a lot of guys said they're in their second year with Flores, and then he brought in guys that he wanted to be on the defense because they had a little more spending money that they could use. You know, they had Grenard, Van Ginkle, they drafted Dallas Turner, brought in Blake Cashman. So, like, the edge rushers and the inside linebackers in the secondary are very strong, probably among some of the best groups in the league. Yes, your cornerbacks are very depleted right now, and your defensive line is questionable as well. But I think the way he's going to scheme things up, he's going to be able to try and make up for those things. I think they have the potential to lead the league in sacks and pressures, just because I feel like even, you know, they had Danielle Hunter last year, but he was kind of really the only pressure generator that they had because they signed Marcus Davenport, but he wasn't really available for majority of the year. And this year they've replaced Neil Hunter with someone who's younger and Grenard. They added Van Ginkle, who's familiar with Flores' system, and Dallas Turner, you know, he's getting rave reviews in camp and he looks like he's probably going to make an impact immediately. So, and then you have guys like Pace, who've been in the system for a while, Metellus, Bynum. I think they're all going to do well. And of course you got Harrison Smith, but yes, sure. There's big question marks in the corners and defensive line, but I think Brian Flores can make up for that. And then, you know, there's going to be, as always, a bunch of job openings for head coaches around the league next year. He interviewed with the Giants, I believe, in 2022. That was when he got the mistake text from Bill Belichick, who was congratulating Brian, but he sent it to the wrong Brian. So, you know, I don't know if that means the Giants would be interested in bringing him back in if they move on from Brian Daboll. I know they like their Patriots people. So that would be something to keep an eye on. And then there's teams like the Jets, Eagles, Bears, Saints, Broncos, Cowboys, like they're, and maybe even a surprise in Pittsburgh if Mike Tomlin, you know, they want to move on from him. Brian Flores was there a couple years ago and they could bring him back. So I think he didn't get any interviews this past offseason, which was kind of weird. And I feel like maybe his lawsuit against the NFL had something to do with that, but I think he'll find a landing spot next offseason.
Yeah, I think two things need to happen. One, the Vikings need to jump into the top 10 of defense. Like I'm talking about the defensive line, but yeah, there are players that could take a step up. I mean, it feels like this could be, yeah, why don't I make this my next hot take? Okay. Well, let's do this. Three UDFAs will make the Vikings roster. Ooh. And they will be on defense. Gabriel Murphy,
yep.
Levi Drake Rodriguez, what's that?
He was drafted.
Oh, they drafted him.
Seventh round pick.
Whatever. He's gonna make the team. All right. I'll give you another second one though. Dwight McGovern.
Yeah.
Corner out of Arkansas.
Yeah.
Those three are flashing right now. I guess if we want to talk Murphy and McGovern in UDFA terms, those guys have kind of grabbed Flores's attention. They both gotten first team reps. In the case of McGovern, it might be kind of necessity because the Vikings don't have a lot of corners, but it seems like he is impressing. It seems like Gabriel Murphy is going to usurp Andre Carter as that kind of project type of pick that, right, you have him on the roster, you kind of develop him a little bit. You know, I don't think either of those guys will have an Ivan Pace impact, but I think they could both make the team and they would be interesting projects for Brian Flores, not only to develop behind the scenes, but potentially use. Like, I think McGovern particularly would make the roster over Andrew Booth Jr. right now.
Oh, yeah. I was just going to correct you. It's McLaughlin. I know I've said McGovern before. I just wanted to correct that before you kept going.
It's Monday.
You got the first name right.
This is like a nightmare episode for me.
McLaughlin, it's not like a common name. So yeah. Dwight McLaughlin. But
I think there's a McGovern's in St. Paul as well. So maybe where I'm kind of.
I could see that. I've seen a lot of things about Gabriel Murphy as well. I think Bo Richter is someone to keep an eye on too, especially because I got 3 preseason games left and he can be someone that flashes in those games as well. Because we've seen is these guys in practice. So I'm curious to see how they perform in a game because it's a lot, oftentimes there's guys who do really well in practice and then don't show up for games or the opposite where it's like they're kind of struggling in practice. But once the lights come on, then it's their time to shine. Kyle Sloter, Case Keenum, I feel like back in the day. I could see those two making it. And Levi Drake.
Men, when we leave the house, it's phone, wallet, keys, how's my hair look? But if you're experiencing hair loss, you may not be so confident when you step outside your door. It's time to get that confidence back and restore your hair with Hims. No man wants to lose his hair, but for men, it's actually quite common. And now with Hims, the solution is simple. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who got their flow back. Men, real talk. The only thing worse than losing your hair is waiting forever for it to grow back. That's why you need Hims, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple, with doctor-trusted treatment options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. They offer personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatment options, so you can find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to your door. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, so if you feel like you're losing a part of yourself with your hair loss, get Hims and get your confidence back. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of 5-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
This message comes from our sponsor, Teladoc Health. There are lots of reasons for wanting to be healthy. Family, work, living a fuller life. Teladoc Health understands. Whether you have diabetes, high blood pressure, or just need to manage your weight, Teladoc Health can help. Visit teladochealth.com/whatsyourwhy for more information. That's TELADOC health/whatsyourwhy.
Big Rodriguez. Just because he's a seventh round pick doesn't mean he's guaranteed a spot, but he seems to be impressing people already. So I could see that for sure.
All right. You want to go since I just gave one? Or
Yeah. And then you can give your, what do you got? Two more or one more?
I got two more. I don't know if I'm going to use one or not. I'm looking at one. It's just me being crabby, but maybe I'll throw it out there a little bit.
The Vikings, my third and final hot take. I don't think this is scorching either, but the Vikings' second starting outside cornerback is currently not on the team's roster. Right now they have Byron Murphy Jr., Shaq Griffin, Caleb Evans. Seems like those are the top three guys. Maybe Duke Shelley mixed in there a little bit. But I think they want Byron Murphy to play more inside this year. I think that's what they want him to do, and they want Shaq Griffin to be one of the outside guys. And there's been rumblings that they might bring in someone after training camp, like a Stephon Gilmore or Patrick Peterson or Xavien Howard or whatever. Someone who won't need a long time to adjust and is familiar with some of the concepts that the Vikings like to run. So I could see that happening once they finish up with training camp, of them adding someone. I don't think they'll wait until final roster cuts, because they'll want to see how that player probably meshes, or give the player a little bit more time to adjust if needed be to before the season, before they throw him out there. But yeah, I think they're going to add an established cornerback before, because they've added Fabian Moreau. They've added some other guys, but, and Moreau, he was a starter for the Broncos last year, but I don't think he's what they want for a full-time starter on the outside next season.
And they actually have some cap room. I think they have $20 million to go get somebody. So I think the one guy that I would want is Stephon Gilmore. Yep. I don't really want to trade for people. Like, I've heard Marcus Lattimore's name thrown out there.
They don't have anything to trade.
Yeah, exactly. Like, unless like you're really banking, unless they get the 5-10 season, and then
so trading 2033 picks or
8th graders. Just like the NBA.
No, they could trade 2026 picks, but I don't think this isn't a year to do that. Like, if this was next year and, you know, you got the Vikings were all like full in, like, we're going to try and contend for a title, then yeah, go ahead and trade for somebody like that. But I don't think they're in position to do that this year.
Getting a top 10 pick wouldn't be a disaster. I mean, it would suck. Like, it'd be a long season.
Next year, no.
No, I mean,
and you don't have to be bad to get a top 10. The Vikings were, 7-10? Mm-hmm. Last year,
and they were
and the Bears were same record, and they were ninth. So you don't have to be terrible to get a top 10 pick. Just because I think people think like you're gonna get a top 10 pick, that automatically means like, oh, you only won like 4 or 5 games. Like, no, if you do that, you get like a top 5.
All right, you want me to jump to my next one?
Yeah,
I'll toss it out there. Are fans just weird this year? Or is it me?
This
like
year.
Is it the quarterback thing? Is it just kind of maybe the bad vibes I alluded to? It just seems like everybody is just completely unhinged. It's like people will look at JJ McCarthy tape and be like, he looks just like Patrick Mahomes. Okay, I'm going to put this out there right now. Every training camp rep does not have to include a comparison to Patrick Mahomes. Right. Not every rookie quarterback doesn't need to have a compare. There's probably one of one Patrick Mahomes.
Well, there's that kid from Nebraska who like basically looks and moves like him too. Have you seen that kid?
Yeah. Dominic Raiola's kid.
Yeah. He like moves like him, and he's got the same haircut and everything like him too.
He's being coached by Matt Rhule. So good luck with that. But no, I mean, I feel like with this development of JJ McCarthy, I still feel like the Vikings have a thing. Now, they said he had a really good week of practice, and I think that's why I'm excited for this preseason game this weekend.
Saturday.
Because we'll see JJ McCarthy out there in a game situation. But at the same time, like by the end of the first quarter, we're all going to be sick of preseason football. Like, that's how it is. It's like, yeah, kickoff. Yeah, Vikings. Yeah.
It's cool. In Vegas. It could be a nice little fun road trip for some people who want to make the trip.
Or you could just fly to TCO Performance Center for the night practice and have it canceled.
I did see, I think Tommy Kramer the former Vikings quarterback, posted on his Twitter that, like, anyone who's in town tonight who came in for the night practice can just, like, go over to his house and party.
It's like, I don't need an excuse to drink.
No. I think he stopped drinking.
Oh.
He announced that recently that he stopped, probably for the best. But
I mean, he probably still knows how to have a good time.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if fans are any more or less unhinged this year. I think Twitter or X or whatever is more unhinged in general this year.
Yeah.
For a variety of reasons. But I think it's a mixture of Vikings fans getting excited about the, you know, JJ McCarthy finally having like their own young quarterback to root for, who's not Kirk Cousins, who's just, he's unknown. You're rooting for him to do well, and it's really unknown whether, you know, he is going to or not. And then you have the outsiders, like the aggregators, who will take a clip and then try and spin it like JJ McCarthy's been struggling all training camp, and, you know, he already looks like a bust. And then you have the NFC North fans, like the Lions fans or Packers and Bears, kind of like flying in people's mentions, like, oh, look at JJ McCarthy, he sucks. So it's like, it's a mixture of a lot of things where I feel like Vikings fans are a little bit defensive and just like kind of keeping their head on a swivel, where they want to make sure that JJ McCarthy is the right choice, because there's been plenty of reports that people don't think he should have been in the top 10. And there's other people who are like, he's like the third best quarterback coming out of this draft. So it's very polarizing, I would say. But everything that, I mean, he's had a couple not great days, but he's also looked good so far. I think if the Vikings didn't think he was looking good, then he wouldn't be in first team reps right now. And the same thing with the second team reps too that he's getting. He's also, some of those are against the first team defense, so like they kind of count. Like he's got to use players that aren't in the first team to go against the Vikings' best defense. Now the corners are probably a little easier to throw on because they don't really have anybody. But you know, it just, I feel like one clip, if it's allowed to get out there, if somebody's able to sneak it out there, you know, can be twisted and turned into so many different ways. So it's the age we live in. And Vikings fans are always going to be on edge about just about everything. So like the kicker, he won the battle, and then the next day he missed like three or four kicks.
And everybody wanted to cut him.
And then Saturday he went 6 for 6. So
including like a 58-yarder, yeah, right?
So it's just, there's always going to be something to freak out about or get excited about. It's how it's going to be for the rest of our life.
I don't know. Maybe it's just me, but it's just kind of like, maybe I've just been on Twitter too much, but like, it's all the hot takes. It's the, you know, what do you think about fantasy football punishments?
Some of them are funny, but like some of them get a little excessive or a little extreme, like getting a tattoo. I think it's a little extreme, especially if it's one that you don't get to like pick out or anything. The ones where like people have to go to McDonald's or Waffle House and like be there for 24 hours. It's like, what?
Yeah.
Why are we doing this? This is for fantasy football. Isn't it punishment enough that this person probably paid in the league and didn't win any money?
And got ripped by their friends the entire year.
Yeah, so it's funny. Like sometimes, like, well, was it Luke Combs, singer, who the country singer? I think he just made like the loser of his fantasy league or whatever come and sing with him on stage in front of like 20,000 people. So I mean, that's cool and
that's fun, actually,
terrifying at the same time.
But I don't know. Like I saw the McDonald's one you were talking about, where this guy had to go for 24 hours, right? But like he could shave an hour and he like ate like 8 hash browns. And I'm just like, man, those things are delicious. What's your problem?
And like there's some, I saw another one where a guy ate like 10 apple pies because they were just easy to get down. And I'm just like, that's, that can't be good for you.
No. Like, I don't know. Like, I was in a very toxic fantasy football league for a while. So maybe like my love for fantasy football is just dumb in general. It's like, oh, I got the number one pick. Oh, who'd you get? Oh, Christian McCaffrey. Oh, did you do a lot of research on that one? Like, did you look at a whole bunch of
stuff?
You
picked Lamar Jackson? Wow, taking a risk this year.
That's pretty bold.
I will say I do listen to fantasy podcasts because a lot of them have good like analysis.
For sure.
Like that. But I don't. There's some where like a lot of people are behind Anthony Richardson this year, and I understand why. But the dude, like, he got hurt real fast last year, and that just makes me a bit, I'm not spending a top pick on him. No way. Yeah. But I haven't played fantasy in probably like 2 years. I used to play every year, but just I've been doing more daily fantasy the last 2 years, and that's because it's something different every week.
Props too. Those are always fun.
Yeah.
You know. But all right, you got another hot take. I've been like dominating. I'm just like Monday. I'm like. It's like a hangover, like the entire week of high school baseball. I'm just like, yeah, sure, go ahead. But
I only had three, but I'll do one last one, and it'll be for the Vikings. Who cares if fans record clips in practice? The Packers are not going to beat you because of some clip from Twitter in the middle of August or July because they were able to figure out one play. These teams already know what you're going to run. Like, there's a lot of tape out there from last season. You're not going to completely change your offense going into next season.
And then like, just sorry, not to interrupting you again, but wouldn't it just be hilarious to like, so what happened on that play? Well, you know, we saw Skull Slayer 69-420 during training camp in August. Yeah, they ran this triple bunch three spider 2Y banana play, and we just kind of mapped it out, and yeah, they wound up running it. It was easy.
And also, beat writers write about every practice. They aren't allowed to like show video of 11 on 11 or whatever, but they pretty much describe what happens anyways. Somebody pointed this out too, and I saw like if teams really wanted to see all this, they could just send someone there to buy a ticket. Like, who's going to know? No one's going to know.
Send them in a Jerry Ball jersey or something.
It's a control issue. I know that. It's probably a Kevin O'Connell thing. I would probably highly suspect. But like, I just don't understand. Like, I know it's a game of inches and everything, but like you're not going to win or lose from training camp clips. And if you're dumb, if you're a team and you're dumb enough to run like some of the bulk of like the plays that you're probably going to run in the season or in week one or whatever, in front of fans in like your 8 open practices when you have probably like 20 or 30 other practices that are in front of fans for the season, that's on you. You're dumb for doing that. You can work on like concepts and everything of your offense without doing like some of the new plays that you want to install. I understand you want JJ McCarthy to learn the offense and everything, and Sam Darnold too, and other new guys as well. But like, there's ways of teaching that without, we're going to, the fans in the stand, they got their phones out, put them away. Like, I'm just waiting for, you know, how there's some comedians who make you put your phone in like this, in a lock bag before you go into their show because they don't want you recording any of their material and getting it out. Now that I understand, because a lot of it is new material that they're going to record on a special and then want people to watch that. So if they've seen it already online, then less people are going to watch the special. Mm-hmm. But like this whole like thing of, because I've seen other people post, like be at the practice and take a picture of the sign that says, please don't record. It's like, everyone follow these rules. And it's like, no, who cares? Like, they're not going to take your phone. Just stop. Who cares?
Kevin O'Connell diving into the crowd.
Yeah.
No, you can't watch JJ McCarthy's second string clips. No.
Well, who are those? Like sometimes, I don't know, it's like security guards sometimes. So like, put up like their hands or whatever to like block cell phone camera. Like, do the Vikings just need to have guys with like big cardboard boxes and just holding them in front of everyone so they can't see? Like,
they had that in college football where, you know, they would have those big sign cards and they would have like a big art blocking them. Now they're not going to do that because they gave them headsets finally, because it's,
which is insane that it took till 2024 to do that.
But some of those cards are entertaining. There's like, Cookie Monster, Elmo, Val Venus, and okay, that's the play.
Good choice.
Yeah, I don't know. Cookie Monster and Elmo were kind of. I was reminded by Val Venus because if you're a wrestling fan, there is a very famous or infamous episode of Raw that Val Venus was involved in that took place 26 years ago.
Didn't somebody just buy it? I think somebody just bought his trademark.
Yeah.
Turn it into like some like LGBTQ website or whatever, because he's not a fan of that.
Yeah. It's, I don't know. The world is wild these days.
But yeah, like, what? I understand it and I don't at the same time, where it's just like, what? Whatever. The people that are posting like 20 videos a day from practice, I think those are the people they don't want doing that stuff. Post a couple clips. It's fine. Like,
yeah,
J.J. McCarthy's first pass to Justin Jefferson, go for it. Throw that. People want to see that. But, like, we don't need to see every 11-on-11 red zone drill in there. Like, but at the same
time, this is how J.J. McCarthy hands the ball off to C.J. Ham. Like,
yeah, and J.J. McCarthy, people are worried about, like, J.J. McCarthy's going to go online and see people ripping on him, throwing interceptions. He went to Michigan. Like, they're getting in trouble now for what him and his team did last year. Like, I think he can take it.
They record plays too. Yeah. I mean, they expect one of us in the wreckage, brother.
The fans like, no, this is how you should do it. Zoom in a little. No.
Can I give one more? This isn't training camp related, but whatever. Jared Allen deserves to be in the Hall of Fame more than Devin Hester does.
Oh.
I don't think Jared Allen being in the Hall of Fame is a hot take. But the Pro Football Hall of Fame selection committee is making it one. Jared Allen is 12th all time with 136 sacks. Every player above Jared Allen is currently in the Hall of Fame outside of Terrell Suggs, who will probably get in someday.
Yeah, he'll get in.
He has more sacks than Dwight Freeney, who was inducted this year, who probably got in because he won a Super Bowl. And yet Devin Hester, who is a kick returner, got in before Jared, and a punt returner, yes, got in before Jared Allen. And I know Devin Hester is one of the greatest kick returners and punt returners of all time. Specifically, I think he had like 14 punt returns for touchdowns.
Yeah, he had 10 touchdowns against the Vikings, and the next highest team he had touchdowns against was, I think, the Packers with 3.
So is that return touchdowns or like total touchdowns?
That's total.
Okay. Yeah.
But probably half of them were returns because Brad Childress was like, we'll kick to him. What's the worst that could happen?
I looked it up. That's 4. So those were returned. That's why I was like, 10. Did I miss something here? But yeah.
10 total touchdowns against the Vikings, like receiving and rushing and stuff too.
Yeah. 4 return touchdowns came against the Vikings, who couldn't figure out how not to kick this dude. Like, I hope Devin Hester signs Brad Childress a Christmas card every year, like Daniel Jones sends one to Ed Donald.
So does this mean Cordell Patterson is going to get in the Hall of Fame as well?
Why not? Like, that's the thing. It's like specialists are so weird.
Devin Hester was really good. I will give him that. He was very good. Like, yes. Very, very good. You should. But like, what about Dante Hall? Like that dude. Like, he was awesome too during his hit. What about Josh Cribbs? We're going to put all these guys in the Hall of Fame now too. Like,
and maybe it's a special thing because it's like the bat, like Ray Guy's in the Hall of Fame as like the best punter ever.
Yeah, it took him forever though.
Are there other punters?
Like, I don't know, like Sean Landetta or something.
Shane Leckler, maybe.
Is Tom Tupa in there?
Yeah, I don't know.
I just watched highlights of Tom Tupa filling in as quarterback in like 2001 or something because somebody got hurt. So he was wearing his punter shoes as he was playing quarterback.
Just totally wild.
And he threw like 2 touchdowns.
Yeah. I think it's going to happen within the next couple of years. I think Jared Allen will get in and maybe Devin Hester is more deserving than I think. But I mean, when you look at the two players, I guess Devin Hester did play in a Super Bowl. Jared Allen never did.
He did. With the Panthers.
Oh, yeah. The last year.
Yep.
I forgot about that.
And he played the NFC Championship with the Vikings. And
yeah.
I don't know. It's annoying because like if he got the single season sack record, I feel like he might have probably been like first ballot.
Yeah,
but because he was like half a sack off, he didn't get it.
The selection process is so weird. Like Steve McMichael should have been in a while ago, and
yeah.
If you looked at the Bears,
It took Chris Carter what 5 or 6 years to get in?
Might have been 7. It was a while.
It took him a while, and he's still one of the all-time leading receivers in the NFL. So
I think that's why I was so surprised why Randy Moss got in as soon as he did.
I mean,
he's
ridiculous. He had 2 all-pro careers during his entire career. Like there was the Vikings, then like a little vacation with the Raiders, and then with the Patriots, and then the Niners. Oh, and the Titans.
Yeah, don't forget legendary Titan Adrian Peterson, legendary Titan as well.
But, and Steve Hutchinson.
Yeah, I don't know. That might have been a weak argument. More or less, I'm just trying to say, hey, who else went in
this weekend? There was Trini, Julius Peppers. He deserves to be in.
For sure. Patrick Willis, he deserves it.
Yeah.
I just looked this up before the show, and now I totally forgot.
I got it right here. Peppers, Willis, McMichael, Andre Johnson.
Yeah.
Deserved it. Devin Hester, Freeney, and Randy Gradishar, who I think was like the senior inductee, got that over Jim Marshall, who's still waiting. But yeah, like guys last year, like Rondae Barber, does Zach Thomas deserve to be in the Hall of Fame over Jared Allen? I don't think so.
He was very good, but
Richard Seymour, like,
yeah, that's a weird one.
Because he was on the Patriots and he won those Super Bowls. That's why he got it. But yeah, I totally agree with you. I don't know who's up for nomination next year. Maybe I can find out right now, actually. 2025. I just saw this, too. I think Peyton Manning might be. Did he already go in? No. Did he? Yeah, he already went in.
Yeah. That was the Calvin Johnson year.
Eli Manning, I think.
Okay.
Is he eligible?
It's got to be close. He's a Hall of Famer, right?
Yeah, Eli, Luke Kuechly, who else? Terrell Suggs. Ooh, Aqib Talib. Adam Vinatieri, Joe Staley, Marshawn Lynch. Is Marshawn Lynch a Hall of Famer?
Sure. I don't know. He's got the ring.
I'm very surprised Antonio Gates did not get in last year. He needs to be in there.
Yeah. He's like one of the best tight ends ever.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. I agree.
I don't know. It's hard. It's probably a job I don't want, but there you go.
And a hot take is I was going to have one for wrestling, but I don't have one. It was pretty fire. As a kid say, pretty fire show on Saturday.
It was. I did read a review that was like, how do people like this? And I'm like, I don't know.
I wonder who said that.
Yeah. It's not the person you think.
Okay.
It's... I don't know. I stumbled upon a website's review and I was just like,
is All Out this weekend? Sunday?
No, it's like another month yet.
What? I thought it was in August.
Yeah, it's like a couple weeks from now.
End of August.
Oh. Two or three. So okay. I'll have to check that out. But what's going on at the Viking Age right now?
We're still covering training camp. And then we're still doing some all-time greatest lists before the season comes. Vikings play the first preseason game on Saturday. In Las Vegas, I'm sure a lot of people will be watching that Saturday afternoon. I believe it's like 2 or 3 p.m. Central Time kickoff. So I'm sure a lot of fans will be just taking a break in their Saturday to watch preseason Vikings game. So we'll be covering that and yeah, whatever other stuff. I did see, this isn't the Viking Age, but I did see yesterday Randall Cunningham's daughter was doing the high jump in the Olympics yesterday. So that was pretty cool. I was like, hey,
very cool.
There's always a Vikings connection. So we
have it for you. We have all the Vikings.
But she didn't win the gold, but she did pretty good. She was in the final.
If I were an Olympian, I would just be happy getting there.
Yeah.
Unless I can win. I guess if you qualify, you probably got a shot to win it. Right?
I think he's her coach too.
Yeah.
Cause he did track at UNLV or something like that. He's a super athletic, obviously.
That's the playbook I'm using for college football 25.
Right. UNLV.
Now. UNLV. It's pretty sweet. Got some reverses.
No, Kaepernick went to Nevada, right?
Nevada, yes.
Yeah. Yep. Anybody go to UNLV?
Randall Cunningham, but
he did.
Yeah, he was a running rebel.
Okay, they have a better basketball team, like that when they had like Larry Johnson,
yeah,
and Stacey Augmann and all those guys. Greg Anthony,
sweet uniforms though too.
Very. Got, what was their coach? Jerry Tarkanian, who like chewed on a towel or something.
Yeah. I don't know if that was like to cool him off or like to like make sure he didn't scream at the officials, but so yeah,
didn't like bite his tongue off.
Yeah, just I remember they had to put him in a seatbelt too during a game once when I was a kid. Like I don't know, like so he wouldn't scream or something. Maybe I'm thinking of a different coach, but anyway, where can people follow you on social media, Adam?
Adam Patrick NFL on X and Threads. Been on Threads a lot more. It's more people are coming over because X not that fun anymore. Not that it really was fun, but I think there's going to be a lot of people come football season. I think there's going to be a lot more people on Threads, so it's a fun place to come hang out. And people are nice over there. It's weird.
Very weird. Well, Adam, that's all the time we have for the Viking Age podcast today. Oh, by the way, follow me at The Real Chris Shad. Maybe I'll get on Threads here. I have an account on Threads. I just haven't posted in a very long time, but yeah, follow me there at The Real Krishad, X, Instagram, Threads. Check me out. But that's all the time we have for the Viking Age podcast today. We do this every Monday with a late week episode right here on the Viking Age YouTube channel. We're also in podcast form on Apple and Spotify the very next day. But however you consume us, make sure you like, comment, share, and subscribe so you never miss a new episode and we can spread the word to the masses. For Adam Patrick, I am Chris Shad. Welcome, Monday. This has been the Viking Age podcast.
mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.